Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. This is episode 12. On today's podcast, we have an interview with Kenyan obesity researcher Vincent Onywara. Now, Vincent is a very, very interesting guy. I had the pleasure of working with him last summer, and we actually did this interview just a few weeks before he returned to Kenya. Now, I apologize in advance for the sound quality. The interview was done outside. The voice recorder I was using wasn't very good, so it's a little hard to catch a few words here and there because of the wind, but I still think it's a really interesting interview, so I think it's worth putting up anyway. In this interview, we talk about a few things. The obesity epidemic in Kenya, which is shocking to a lot of people that could even be happening. We also talk about the way that obesity is viewed in Kenyan society, which is completely different than the way it's viewed in Canadian or American society or Western society in general. And we also talk about some of the projects that he's working on with Canadian researchers, which is why he was over here in Canada working in Ottawa. So enjoy the interview. I think you'll all find it very interesting. And without further ado, here is Dr. Vincent Onywara.
I do a number of things. First and foremost, I work in the university.
Yeah.
I'm a professor at Kenyatta University, Department of Exercise, Recreation and Sports Science.
Okay.
I lecture students, I teach students, I mentor students.
Okay.
And my area of great interest is exercise science.
Mm-hmm.
My area of research interest, immense research interest, is the issue of physical activity among children and youth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And
so,
where's
we're
going?
So it goes on because in most institutions of higher learning in Africa, teaching and the work of academics is confined within the walls of the university.
Okay.
But I've decided to jump over the wall and go out to the community.
I like that.
Yeah, so that we can also use the theory that we know.
Yeah.
We turn it to practice.
Okay.
To improve the health and wellness of our population.
Now, so when people think of Kenya, like I was saying before, they probably think of like everyone being very active and physically active. Is that in general the way it has been? That people have been quite physically active in their daily lives in Kenya, or is that kind of a misconception that we have?
It's true. People, you know, in general terms, people are really active. I would say they are very active, comparatively active for looking at Kenya and North American societies.
Yeah.
However, I must appreciate that a lot of populations in the urban areas are now starting to become sedentary.
Okay.
Because of ranging factors. One of them is the Industrial Revolution,
okay,
which is currently sweeping across Kenya and other developing countries in Africa.
Yeah.
In the rural areas, people are fairly active. You find children, they have to wake up and work at home. They have to go to the farms in the morning before they come back and bathe and prepare breakfast, then run, walk to school,
okay,
and back. So they are fairly active. They are very active, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so with this transition then in the more urban areas, are you starting to see more obesity and more diabetes, those sorts of things popping up then in those people?
Yes, sure. These unfortunate chronic diseases are starting to mushroom in urban areas in Kenya.
Yeah.
And more so, it's very unfortunate because people in African societies associate fatness with health and wellness.
Right.
So they say if you are fat, that is equivalent to health, it is equivalent to wealth, and it is equivalent to long life.
Right.
That is the unfortunate belief. Therefore, the rural folk gets intimidated by the urban folk.
Okay.
Because the urban folk look fat.
Okay.
Therefore.
So since they're fatter, they must be wealthier and better off and all these
exactly,
things.
Exactly. 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 So this is the scenario. Secondly, we are seeing a lot of fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
And today, more than ever before in Africa, children, when you take your friends out and you don't buy them French fries, Coke, the big Coke, the 1 liter Coke, you don't buy them, you know, oily and fatty food, then that is not a treat.
Okay.
That's not a treat.
Okay.
So everybody tries to work hard to become fat.
Right.
Because they know this is something good.
And you were saying before that the fast food is prestigious almost, that these fast food restaurants are like the fancy places to go now?
Exactly. I know a lot of people now scramble to get a seat in the fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Because it is prestigious. It's the in thing right now.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be seen, to be carrying a big bottle of Coke and a full plate of chips.
Right.
Because that's what is good,
right.
In quotes, that's what is good. So people work hard to ensure that they get that.
And you said before that because you're a professor that people expect that you should be, or they'd be disappointed in you that your kids aren't bigger.
People, I am a big disappointment to my rural folk, even to people in the urban areas, friends.
Yeah.
Because one, as somebody, as a professor who is in the university, I should have a very big protruding belly.
Right.
My children should be intimidatingly fat. So when they look at me, they look at my size, that I'm a small guy, and my children are skinny.
Yeah.
They can't actually understand what kind of a professor am I.
Right.
I'm supposed to set a good example by being fat.
Right.
I'm supposed to set a good example by having my children being very fat, very round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate expectation.
So you're setting a bad example by...
Not being obese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate belief which we are working towards changing. You know, it's a mentality which we must destroy. We must change it for us to be able to conserve the humanity.
And so then why don't you tell me about the Kids Can project then? So what is the goals of that project?
The Kids Can project is like manna.
Okay.
The Kids Can project could not have come at the right time than this.
Oh, okay. Right.
The objectives of the... Basically, Kids Can means Kenya International Development Study.
Yeah.
Canadian Activity Needs. This is a research alliance which brings together two countries to fight child obesity and physical inactivity.
Okay.
Its objectives are many, but principally one is to try and facilitate research in the determinants and positive factors of child obesity and physical inactivity. Two, to try and facilitate staff-students exchange between Kenyatta University, which is my university, and the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario Research Institute, mm-hmm. as a result of which I am here.
Right.
Three, to be able to facilitate data collection, data in the area of child obesity and physical inactivity, collection, collation, and dissemination of that data for appropriate action by various stakeholders who include professors, researchers, city planners, policy makers, government officials, etc., etc.
Right. Okay.
Lastly, the objective of Kids Can also is to serve as a nucleus or a model for international expansion to other countries, and mainly countries within the Eastern Africa and Great Lakes region.
Okay.
This includes Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, Congo, Zaire, among others.
Okay.
Yeah, so briefly, those are the four objectives of the Kids Can Research Alliance.
Okay, and before you described it like a house with many rooms?
Kids Can is, yes, it is a house, and Kids Can is like a door.
Okay.
Kids Can is like a door to a house with many rooms.
Okay.
That means that Kids Can is an all-encompassing vehicle.
Yeah.
It is a train that admits everybody.
Okay.
It has no segregation, and Kids Can believes that we can succeed by including all those affected and all those infected.
Okay.
So through Kids Can, we look forward to having scientists in various areas, psychologists,
yeah,
city planners, all the people who have a role and a stake to play,
okay,
in trying to improve the health and wellness of children and youth.
Okay.
That's why I say it is like a door to a house with many rooms.
As you've already gone through almost all my questions, this is great. So when you're not doing the Kids Can work, then you also work at the IAAF Academy, right? Or,
yes. We have the IAF Athletics Academy, located or hosted by Kenyatta University. The director of this academy is Professor Mike Boyd, a one-time Olympian and a great person. He has mentored many people, including myself. I am his deputy.
Okay.
So I deputize him as the deputy director of the academy. And this academy basically serves Anglophone speaking African countries. We usually organize courses at the academy. Like recently we finished a course training elite coaches, the best in Africa, in the area of field events and high jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so since you were saying before that obesity is something that people want to be, then do they look down on athletes, like people like the distance runners that most people think of in Kenya? Are they looked down on somewhat because they're runners and they're so skinny?
That's a very good question. I'll give you a multi-pronged answer to that question. The first arm of my answer looks at societal perception to skinny or thin people.
Okay.
When you are thin, the society thinks you are malnourished or you are sick,
okay,
with HIV AIDS.
Okay.
When you are married and your wife is thin, the society will say you are not feeding your wife. If you are married and you, the man, is thin, the society will scold your wife and tell your wife, look, you are not cooking for our son. You are not cooking for your husband. What's wrong?
Right.
We have a lot of food. Can you cook for them? Cook for the husband so that he can be fat.
Right.
The second is that thinness, when looking at the athletes,
yeah,
people believe that athletes do not eat.
Okay.
They train so hard, they suffer.
Okay.
Running around like mad people. That's the perception, that when you are running, you know, they say, what's wrong with so-and-so? Is he sick? Is he okay?
Right.
Yeah. So when athletes, you see they are skinny, people think, unfortunately, that these people do not eat, they are suffering, they have problems, maybe they are poor. When in the real sense, the athletes know what they are doing.
Right. I would have thought that people would have really, like, idolized the athletes because they're so, you know, Kenya's known for having these wonderful runners.
Unfortunately, Kenyan athletes are appreciated more by people who are non-Kenyans.
Okay.
But at home, only a few people, and especially people from the province where runners come from, the Rift Valley province.
Okay.
Otherwise, the stark contrast is that every province, out of the 8 provinces in Kenya, each province is associated with a particular sport.
Okay.
It so happens that most runners come from Rift Valley. So a lot of people from Rift Valley associate with athletics.
Okay.
As opposed to other provinces where there is hockey, there is rugby, there is soccer, there is football, there is swimming.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now, just sort of to interrupt your pronged answer, did you get your second prong?
My second prong was that when the study looks at athletes, the thinking is that they don't eat enough food.
Okay.
That's why they are thin.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, they're supposed to be fat.
Right.
Yes, they're supposed to be fat. So that thinness is a sign of starvation, is a sign of deprivation, is a bad sign.
Okay.
So athletes should stop running and eat food,
right,
so that they can be fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what we want. That sounds like that's a tough job ahead then, if that's the what people
I think we are up to the challenge, you know, with the establishment of the Kids Can, and with the presence of support from our colleagues from Canada, and with the motivation, the innate motivation in myself and colleagues in Kenya, we are definitely up to the challenge. We are facing the industrial revolution head on. We are putting mechanisms in place to ensure that we arrest the chronic disease pandemic before it is too late.
That's good. I got two more questions for you. So in the next, as you've got like about 6 weeks left in Canada?
Yes, sure.
So what do you want to accomplish during the rest of your time here?
That's a good question. My visit in Canada mainly was to strengthen the collaboration between Kenya and Canada.
Yeah.
Between CHORI and Kenyatta University.
Okay.
So when I came here as a friend, as a collaborator, as a learner, as a student, and as a visitor. Although I'm no longer a visitor because I probably know so much of Ottawa than the people who live in Ottawa. So I would like to accomplish some of the laboratory techniques going on in the institute. I would like to share ideas, experiences and opinions about topical issues such as child obesity and physical inactivity. I would like to make scientific presentations so that people can give me their comments very objectively without biases. I would also like to expand the base of Kids Can without destroying its foundation.
Okay.
Through networking.
Yeah.
Through, you know, bringing new members on board, graduate students.
Yeah.
The ones I've met at the CHORI so far are great. And they have a great future, great potential. And also, I would like to finalize on the data analysis, data of the work that we did in Kenya. And if possible, write a few grants to support our future work, and also to be able to do submit a manuscript from the work that we have done so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, now I have two questions. I thought of one more. If so, say that things don't change in Kenya, do you think that Kenya would continue to be such a dominant dysentronic country if more and more people start to idolize people who are large and more people move to the urban centers? Do you think that could eventually start to hurt Kenya as terms of a dysentronic country?
Definitely, this is going to deplete the pool of running excellence and running talent. Although I think Kenya is fortunate because of the coming up of bodies such as Kids Can.
Okay.
Because then we are drumming up all the necessary information that we are facing distinction in as far as running excellence is concerned,
right,
unless we improve our active lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I think Kenya still is a country to be watched. It's a country to be beaten. And it will probably take maybe another 10, 15, 20 years to beat Kenya on the track.
Yeah.
Come 2012 London Olympics, you'll see how Kenya will sweep the board in the middle and long distance running.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so are you meeting with any Canadian coaches, like any people outside of the obesity research, but on the athletic side, for them to learn from what you're doing with the Academy?
Oh, yes. I remember, I think that was 2 weeks ago, I met Pat Reed. Mm-hmm. Pat Reed is one of the great Canadian coaches. His area of coaching interest is high jump. Basically, he has a lot of information in the area of that fish, which has to do with the analysis of high jump. So we have had some meeting, one meeting to exchange pleasantries, experiences, challenges, and also come up with a way forward.
Oh, great.
So it has been a great visit to Ottawa, and I'm very optimistic that this visit is definitely not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning.
Well, that's my interview with Dr. Vincent Oniwera. I hope you enjoyed it. To leave a comment about this podcast or about anything else, please visit our website at obesitypanacea.com. So thanks for listening and hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.